Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutemu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Ngenda kusaba ombulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request a greet of your brethren.
Muwobireko.
Wave at them.
Umuwagalize ekisa kya Mukama waffe.
And wish them the grace of our Lord.
Okwagala kwa Katonda.
The love of the Lord Jesus.
Awamu n'okusoka kimoko omwoyo mutukufu.
Even the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Kubeere naye.
That it be with them
as
we move on to be instructed,
when
given full light of the word of God, that it can enlighten us in the way of life
to
reaching the eternal life and all the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God the Almighty,
Him
who is in our midst always. As He passed through His word of our Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit,
who
was sent be comforter unto us, even within us, always to lead us as children of God, as written in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Even in this time, we move to honor the Holy Spirit,
Him
who has led us again, together with the armies of angels, those who are in our midst right now,
to
move on, bring light of the word of God, to make us know what read the scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I'm by name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
Bible.
And a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich onto you.
Department yomunana,
summary of the 8 departments
ezikora government ya Katonda mu government
which make up God's government, the governments of the earth.
Ye government yomasekati,
it is the central government.
Ya government ya Katonda
of God's heavenly governments on the earth, that we finished to see on the other time,
and
when we saw its 8 departments the other time. So we are moving on
again to
see these 8 departments
the central government
of the central government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Government ya Katonda mu government zokunsi.
God is government in the governments of the earth.
So far we have seen 4 departments.
So far we have seen 4 departments.
Iranga twasuka ntulaba department yesoka.
And we first saw the first department.
Yebirabo nokuyitibwa okwemirimu ejomunsi.
Of the physical gifts and callings or those of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Zifita natural and physical gifts and callings,
the natural and physical gifts and callings, and we understood there according to Proverbs chapter 18 verses 16, that a man's gifts make room for him. Now we understood that we must be revealed gifts and our callings in our work within the world, right from our childhood, because we saw in Genesis 4 verse 1 and 2, as we see Cain and Abel, and one was a farmer, another was a shepherd, and they were known right from their childhood, and they never moved in the gifts, neither callings which are not destined for them. Because that causes to study many books, and it wearies the flesh, and there never appears any inventions
according
that we studied Ecclesiastes 12 and the verse 12. So we saw many in that department.
And if
we moved to the second department of God's government, the government of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department,
department of the spiritual politicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we indeed saw
that
the three major organs of government, where there is judiciary,
executive,
the executive, and the legislature, they represent ruling of the governments of this earth. And that is God the Father, the chief judge, who leads the executive, who leads the judiciary of heaven, and it reigns in heavens and earth. And we saw God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the one who leads heavens and earth, who leads the executive of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's where there is God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who leads the legislature of heaven. And we saw according to 1 John chapter 5 verse 7, there are three witnesses in heaven: the Father, the Word whom we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit.
And
that is what is in the Matthew 28 verse 19, when we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now we saw it that the three organs of government in this world, God used them to rule in the kingdom of children of men. According to that, we saw Daniel 4, verse 24 to 26.
So
we saw many things on that issue, passing the summary. And we last covered
department,
when we saw of the third department,
government ya Katonda, government is
God's government and the governments of this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department,
Department of the Spiritual Economists. Department of Spiritual Economists, which move on to guide the economic sector.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we indeed understood that the economics of the world, according to the economics of God, it is not a broad word that it is big that we fail on it, but it all means to export, taking goods to nations abroad, or to importing, bringing goods from one nation into another, or to get them from one city to take them to another, right from one village to another village, right from one person to another person, to changing goods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that it follows the control of capital,
amagoba,
increase, even growth, even the control of losses. And we saw according to Matthew, and we understood that God, praise Jesus much, and we understood that God himself, who is the one in charge of business,
who
say the kingdom of God, it's likened to a man. Let us read there, we hear
Matthew 25 verse 14. Matthew 25:14.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Verse 15.
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his own ability, and immediately took his journey. Praise Jesus. We saw he left, the business was moving on, and he moved to travel, take to nations abroad, that he can come back, bring goods into his country. So we looked to it and we saw that the economics is responsible of much by God to guiding them, and they are not per se that requires much studying. We need to know
export,
that they involve exports, taking goods to another place, or in the nation abroad, or to importing, to bring them into a nation, or in another place,
or
get them from one person, bring them to you.
Yes,
we praise Jesus much.
So
we saw that it needs you just manage of capital,
increase
growth
ne losses.
And the losses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we saw there are 2 major divisions, those we need to study.
Exports. Division is
it is the first division.
Import division
is the second division.
Subdivision
in the other subdivisions we saw. Now the economics, it's so easy if they get guidance of God.
But
we even heard of the quotations of God. Like one will not work, he will not eat. And the many others.
Yes,
praise Jesus man.
So when
we finish, we saw of the 4th department.
Yeah, government, government is
of God is government, the governments of the earth.
Department,
department of the spiritual health feasts.
You
guiding the healthy sector. And we discovered it that God is the way and the truth which explain our life. Because from his fullness all us we were given. And we saw in John 14:6. And he said he is the way, the life, and the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because from his fullness we were given. And we saw the 3 divisions of life. Those of the healthiest, and we saw the life in the spirits of creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That in the form of the everlasting light. Then we saw the 2nd division of life, of the life in our souls, the heavenly bodies,
living souls,
that known as the living soul. Then we saw of third division of the healthy. We saw of the 3rd division of the health. Division of the life in the flesh and blood.
White blood cells.
Life known as white and red blood cells.
Yes,
praise Jesus man.
And
we told you a total of 8 subdivisions of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that's how we came to see those things. Now we want to move on
with
the 5th department.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus much. We want to move on
ne department,
with the fifth department of God's government and governments of the earth.
Department,
department of the spiritual families. To guiding the families of this earth.
Or
the spiritual social sector. In guiding the physical or social sector of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in this, we want to move to see that to see the history or the origin of mankind. Right from heaven to reaching the earth, even from the earth going back to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, many families are on this earth besides those of human beings, even in the entire heavens. But the origin of mankind, it will come from us in the spiritual social sector,
that
known as the holy families, the spiritual holy families, to guiding the earthly families,
to
understanding their origins. Praise Jesus much.
So
one of the points we shall see is this. The origin or history of mankind. From heavens into the earth. And from the earth into the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, many families appear on this earth. But one of what we do not know. Where do we come from? Where do we go to? And many when they have lost their people. In the language like Luganda, they said that they let he went and does not know where he came from. But they understood that he went, he's elect now. Now others think that perhaps they originate from specific places on this world. And they do not know their origin.
Even
the history spoken of them, or they speak to themselves in this world. And it's wrong history.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when you read the first Timothy chapter 6, verses 7, he speaks as he says like this. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Now, listen, in all these families in the whole world, that we are on this world, different families, nations, clans, tribes. But the truth, we don't know the rightful place we originated physically. Because we do not have original history. Now we have history.
And
the origin of man, which is not of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to 1 Timothy 6 verse 7,
it
says we brought nothing on this world,
so that
we shall go back with nothing. And it first shows all families of children of men, those on the world, they have where they originated to come onto this world. And God put for them boundaries where they have to dwell. But there, where they are, they have to base there to seek for him. They search out for him. Even though he's not far from each one of them. praise Jesus much. That's how we tell us in the Acts 17, as he says this. Acts chapter 17, verse 26.
Okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ez'okutuula kwabwe.
And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
Verse 27, banoonyenga Katonda mpozi bawammanto okumulaba,
that they should seek the Lord, if perhaps they may feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us.
Verse 28.
For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offsprings.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
Families in the world, they are put in different places, different tribes, different languages, different clans. But there where they are put, now our origin, all of us, is not on this world.
Even
history does not begin on this world, as others say.
What
now we
have
1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. But when you look to Acts 17, from verse 26 downwards, he said he made from one,
Adam,
that is Adam,
ne Eva,
and Eve, out of he made many nations, he made many families, he put boundaries for them,
Africa,
that this is Africa,
Europe,
this is Europe,
and America,
this is America,
Asia,
this is Asia,
Australia,
this is Australia, and we lived there. We seek and reach unto him, though he's not far from each one of us.
And
we say unto us that he is our father, we are his offsprings. But
they
say we are his offsprings, we are the offerings of God.
It begins
to point for us where we exactly came from.
For
if we are his offspring, we straight begin to say our Father in heaven, and we begin to point on our origins.
If
we say we are his offsprings, the God, we begin to point a finger in ourselves that we came from heaven, originated from there.
Because
we are offering him, and him, God,
is
the one in heaven. And we say, as we came on this earth, we brought nothing. So we shall go back with nothing. But when we reach here, we are the offspring of God again. When we are his offspring, and it proves we came from heaven, we must go back to heaven. That's why when we read Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 up to 10, mostly verse 9, we say like this. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti, ndi kitaffe ali mu ggulu, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner therefore pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10.
Obwakabaka bwo bujje, by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi ng'bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have already pointed
history wa form two.
That our true history,
no verb wa form two.
Even our true origin,
families on Nezri Kunsi.
All families on this earth,
Zivira Dara Muguru.
They come right from heaven.
Iranga Zivazi no Kurechisubu Kurai Kanga Zidayu.
They have to do all possible to see they go back.
Katechisubu Chiri.
Now, where the problem is,
ebyafaayo ebyogera ku muntu.
History that speaking of man. Even the origin of man, they are all wrong, those which are on the world. Means we still have a fight to enlighten them.
Spiritual social sector.
Passing through the spiritual social sector. The holy family of God on the earth. To guiding the social sector of the world.
All
the families of this world. To tell them their origin. Even the history of truth. But friends, you see the darkness there? People in this world, now you can ask them their origin. Now here in Uganda, we have tribes, they say, that they came, originated from Cameroon. I don't know before they reached Cameroon, where did they first dwell? They say came from Cameroon, traveled via Congo. But you people, the truth, all families of this earth, gotten lost, go do sorcery, joining to the devils. If we knew our origin, the true history of man, but for lacking knowledge, many get destroyed. It doesn't say in Hosea 4:6 that my people have gotten destroyed for lacking knowledge.
You
know that too we do not have knowledge on it. The true origin of man, even his history, he doesn't know whether they came from heaven or what. Man does not know where he began from. Here on the world he can say, I began from this place. But before he came on this world, where was he living? For after he has to go. Praise Jesus much. So there is to bring the light of those issues. As he has told us, 1 Timothy 6 verse 7. We brought nothing on this world. And we shall go back with nothing. When we speak of migrations.
The greatest migration.
Tulina migration enkulu. Which moved us from heaven, brought us on this world.
We
still embark on the same journey. We go back home. All these migrations on this world, they point us onto the great migration.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus, man. And because man has not yet reached where he has to go, he has to rejoice all his days. He has to keep shifting all his days.
He
bought that place, he reached, get tired, shifts to another place. For he has never reached to his home country.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. You still move and shift. And you still rent it to the end of the earth. Because this is not our home. You still change titles from another name to another. Because this is not your home. Still changing ownership of places. Because this is not your home. This one, he says, not mine, let me sell it to another. Even another rich time, he hunts and sells it to another. You shift from one city to go to another. From one village going to another. From one house to go to another. Because you've never reached your home. Even though you bought, you sell, and you go move on to another village. One
was
in the village, he sells and he goes to a village. Perhaps he will reach. That he may feel he's reached, arrived home. Have you seen what is? Now we still need to guide families of this earth. Because some they claim they have hills where they originated from this earth. But according to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 and 14, still charge us we are strangers on this earth.
You
still moving, not going to rest. Nations are still overtaken and capturing others. And they think perhaps that land it is theirs. Maybe that is their home. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and we are persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Verse
14.
For they that say such things declare plainly they seek a country. Yes.
They have
original country they are looking for.
For
we strangers and exiles on this earth. Told you are still shifting. Moving from one room to another room. Moving from one house to another house.
You are
still selling there where you are to another and you shift to another. Do you need to move from one village to another? You move from one city to another. You move from city to village. Others come from to city as they seek their home country. You will shift like your forefathers to your end. Because in the heart of your spirit,
says
we have where we came from. Even though the mind was corrupted, that perhaps you have some hills, those of this world where you originated from, or in some valleys. But the spirit knows it. Spirit, you the original.
The
spirit tells you your father is in heaven. Even the children, what are we doing on this world? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 ends up saying that the body will go back to the dust.
Its
origin was from the dust. But the spirit, you the original man, the spirit, you came from heaven. You have to go back to God who gave you. To be manifest on this earth. People don't know your origin.
History
on this world is very long and dead. History concerning a human being is very dead. Read me Ecclesiastes, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
7.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. Now the problem we have, as we move like this, we have the inner man.
We have
the inner man, even the outward man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we come get origin, even the history, that of the flesh. Yet we, it's like not this cloth, this type of cloth cometh from England.
Yet
clothing, those clothings, you do not know where you came from. Now it is to close the body. It came from the dust, it will go back to dust. Yet you as the spirit, you do not know your origin. It is the cloth you've put your trust in. It comes from America. Perhaps me too, I'm American.
Kumbe uri wa wana Uganda.
Yet you are a Ugandan.
Wano mu Africa.
Right in Africa.
Kakati chechiri kumuntu.
Now it's what's on a human being.
Ye inulide kumubiri gwe ogwava mufufu.
He has put trust in his body which came from the dust. Him, the original, the spirit. His origin and history does not know it. Those are families of this world, they got lost. That's why when Jesus was coming on the world,
he
came to seek for the lost sheep.
But
all children of men, they are lost sheep. Who do not know where they came from. I do not abuse brethren. That is the truth. You first knew where did you come from. Here in Uganda we have those who came from Masaka. Others came from Mubende. Now all those things, they are not true. You know, to be a lost sheep, always that word is spoken on this world. Jesus came to see for the lost sheep. You know, he came from heaven. And we knew all we are of heaven. He came to seek for the lost sheep.
And
lost on this world, we do not know as children of men. Those are one called the lost sheep, the sheep of God.
Gondi,
friends, you're out there, you are a lost sheep. You need to know where you came from.
Rather
than speaking the Matthew on that issue. Matthew chapter 15, verse
24.
But he answered, said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. There are lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Now,
Israel is the firstborn son of God. And that is Jesus.
And
he is one who takes charge of things in heaven and earth.
And
he knows we have to get back to heaven. When he came on the world, he reminded, told us, do not more get confused. Your father is in heaven. Told us about the 23, verse 9. Do not call any other person father on the earth. Because your father is one who is in heaven.
And
we say now, were we with him before, that you brought nothing on this world,
shall
go back with nothing to the father where you came from. Tell us, do not have any person you call father on the earth. Because your father is one in heaven. He did tell us our physical fathers. But he was speaking of spirits. For that is what he tells us. Hebrews 12 verse 9. If we say we had our physical fathers who
disciplined
us for their profiting, when we do more to do good to us, father of our spirits, but the body has to go back to the dust.
You
as the spirit, you have to discover your original. For when we take bodies to bury them, and we saw the lead,
and the
person left, we do not know where he went. Where does he go where he did not come from?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There we go in the world, we have to be knowing these things. Guiding families of this world. That is why Philippians 3:20 he says, at the end he tells us our citizenship is in heaven. Here we do not have permanent residence and citizenship. Not. We are strangers, we are moving. Every time we keep shifting. Our fathers shifted, they got tired.
The
time of our grandfathers, they moved to shift a lot. Shifting, great shifting, which is called migration. Now we reduced it, now we shift a little. From one room to another. From one house to another house. From one village to enter another. From one city to enter another. Our migrations move to change it, they are moving on. Up to where the journey ends.
If
we have to head on to one journey which brought us on this world. And go back home in heaven. So, Philippians
3:20,
let's read. Philippians chapter 3, verse
20.
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Now, they call origin.
The
origin and the history. Of families of children of men on the world. What is surprising is one. Here on the world we are here to reconcile with God. That we can go back to heaven. But many have not reconciled with him. When we cried, they have not made it back to their home country. Because they fall within hell. The prison of God. That found the bottomless
speeds.
That's what we shall move on to know. On that point ahead there. Because they do not know the history of man, even his origin, that in heaven they've gotten destroyed on this earth.
Many
families are in hell, they're yelling the pains and the torments. Families do not know where they came from. History they have, it is all dead, it's killing them. Everyone come on the world, they tell him, you're buried in Masaka, you're buried in. Have to be taken back to Africa, be buried there. If you're Africa, you're in Africa, you are an English. You are taken back to Europe, be buried on the burial grounds of your fathers. But even your forefathers went. Friends, darkness is in the world. When it
reaches
in the families of the world, in the social sector, and it seems to be darkness, and
it
turned into total darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
the second point that we shall see, that the heavenly God, or the Father, the heavenly God, the Father, is the beginning of all families of the heavens and earth.
ye mutandisi wazo.
He is their beginning. He offered them.
Omanyite wali wo family musi
eberawo. There is no family which exists in the world.
Zibadatira government zina tata.
And it don't say does not have a father.
Ericho cha veri ye.
And that came from him.
Ngaye chitayo wa family zo nezo mugone
kusi. As him father of families in the entire heavens and earth.
Netufuna ba tata.
And we got fathers.
Mubantu
in the human being.
Wabirayo tata.
There is a father.
Musoro
in the animals.
Waliyo tata.
There is a father.
Mubinyonyi waliyo tata.
In the birds there is a father.
Mubiuka waliyo tata.
In the insect there is a father.
And
each you find them with a father.
Mpozi mubimera.
Maybe in the plants.
Ebimu naye nebira nayo bibira ntata.
Some of them, but the others they have fathers.
Kati ze munyenye njuba no mwezi.
Now the stars, the sun and the moon.
Basigaza kitafali omwali.
He remained with one father in heaven.
Neba malaika.
Even angels.
Kitawe yowe wo
mwezi. Their father is the one in heaven.
Era yo wafe.
And is the one who is our father.
Fene batu wawa wechisikirize cha batata.
And they gave us a shadow of fathers there.
Nenga munangi.
But friends,
ye kitafe nyini nyini aina family lyentu kuvu
oligino. He is our real father who has the original holy family.
Enyumba ya kitafe yo muguru.
The household of the father in heaven.
Chavaso ko kutugamba bwati.
That's why he first tell us like this.
Kusina ku Ephesians 3 verse 14 to
15.
Abefeso isule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwe 14.
Ephesians 3 verse 14.
Chevafuka mira kitai wa mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
Ephesians 3 verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15.
Buli family eyo muguru neyo kunsi kweje erinya.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Yes.
Omanyi buli family zo nezo muguru.
You know all families of heaven.
Ne kunsi
even and earth.
Kuye kwezaje erinya.
They derive get a name from the father.
Families of muguru.
Families of heaven.
Okuri abaka David mu abana.
Where there are 24 elders.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Bakerubi.
The cherub.
Enkumi nenkumi za bamalaika.
Thousands of angels.
Na batukuvu abatu sokayo.
The holy ones moved ahead of us.
Enkumi nenkumi za munyenye njuba no mwezi.
Thousands of the stars, the moon and the sun.
Baba alibwa ku families of muguru.
They accounted on the families of heaven.
Dai wazo ya sigarai katonda.
Their father remained God.
Kati families zili kunsi.
We families on this world.
Families abantu.
The families of human beings.
Natu wa utatu wechisikirize.
And it gave us a shadow father.
Families zinsuru.
Families of animals.
Nazitegra utatu wechisikirize.
He put for them a shadow father.
Families zevinyonyo.
Families of the birds.
Atika utatu wechisikirize.
He put a shadow father.
Families of ebiuka.
Families of insects.
Hazitirawo atata abechisikiriza.
Put for them shadow fathers.
Tusoboro kujukira nga buli
jo. That we can remember always.
Mtu chitafu jari.
That our father is there.
Nene echo chituita tata tuchikoze sa mitwe.
That we use call father, we don't use it in our heads.
Nechichujukiza nti chitafu akulachi.
That doesn't remind us the father of ours is in heaven.
Na ye yaziteka ono kutuka na agamba.
Yes, he reached. And he reached to say,
Osanga mchita one nyoka ichiti
ibo. Honor your father and your mother.
Nga agamba andi.
And he said that.
Ukusoka basemu ye.
First of all, they honor him.
Kuhanga ichita wa family na ezo mgune kuhusi.
The father of all families in heavens and earth.
Katisoma imu chita wichi ya mkufa habili.
Let's read in Exodus 20.
Ukufa sule ya makumi habili. Okuvesule ya makumi abiri nolu nyiriri olu kumine biri.
Exodus chapter 20 verses 12.
Chitawo nenyoko obasanga mwe chitibwa. Enakuzo zibe nyinji kunsi jakuwade mukama katonda o.
Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Yes.
Yakamba anti.
He say that.
Chitawo nnyoko basanga mwe chitibwa.
Your father and your mother you honor them.
Kubanga yeye chitafe ka asokera dalo kusabwa mwe chitibwa.
Because him alone is our father whom we first honor.
Erinyeryo
on that name.
Eri abatata kwelivwa.
Father coming.
Kutujerinya.
Is where we get the name.
Families of Nazarinatata, Ezomuguru.
Families of heaven have the father.
I've told
you from 24 elders,
4
living creatures,
the
cherub,
the
angels, thousands of them,
the
holy ones who moved ahead of us in heaven, the thousands of the stars,
the
sun and the moon,
their
father is one.
They
do not have a shadow father.
He
is the one in heaven.
Now
families of children of men,
the
families of animals,
families
of insects, of the birds, of the fish,
they
have shadow fathers. But already the rightful father is
there.
But he put for them that
name. He
tells them, you derived the name from me, all families of the
earth,
to be with fathers,
even
to be with houses.
For we are
of his household, all of us.
The
house making up heavens and earth.
That's
why he moved on, tell us in the Ephesians chapter 2,
19 to 18.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18.
Kubanga kubwoyo fefe mbitu lino kusembera kwa felichitafe mumoyomu.
Ephesians 2 verse 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
Verse 19.
Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the holy ones and of the household of God. Yes. You know that those of the household of God, those of the holy family of God, you know when God tells you you are of his household, he ends up telling you, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house are you going to build for me?
And
what resting place will you give me? Now you see the entire house makes the heavens and earth. All those who in there,
they are
counted to be always their children. But among them are disobedient children, the disobedient children. Children fighting their father. Now you will understand much.
When we
come to God is the beginning of all families in heavens and earth. All people would have gone back to know the one true God.
And
we wouldn't have worshipped demons.
Because
in the other families besides this one, of human beings, all the other families worship the God the Father. And none of the animals worship devils. Yet we who were almost made direct from his image,
we
given a portion of this earth to rule over it. Now it's us who began to worship things which are not right. But as it tells you, Isaiah chapter
66, verse 1. Thus
saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is its place of my rest? Yes.
You know,
to appear that you are of the house of God,
of
the family of God. That house is what makes up heavens and earth. He put many families within it. But because they had gotten lost,
n'agamba kansoke nondemu famire entukufu.
He said, let me choose out first the holy family.
Mubiro biri yalonda Israeli.
Nearest back he chose Israel.
Mawanga gonna.
All nations among them.
Asoke Israeli yalina okulungamya famire zonezo mu.
Israel was the one to guide all families of this earth.
Okuzira ganti banangi.
To show them the trends.
Omutandisi wafe Katonda kitafu.
Our author and the beginner of us is God the Father.
Wa families zonezo limu.
Of all families in this world.
Ne bali mirirwo mulimu ogo.
But they failed on that work.
Kati nechifuka mu ekanisa.
And it turned into a church.
Na agama ndijo babiri mu family.
And he said, I'll get two from a family.
Na mu kibuga.
And one from the city.
Ndio kemba full family ntukufu.
Then I will make them into a holy family.
Okuwabula families zo
mu. To correcting the families of the world.
Kati ate ne kanisa bwe twatuuka.
Even church when we reached.
Ate ekyo nakyo netukyerabira.
That too we forgot it.
Tukyalimbika na nnimi na mawanga.
We are still in clans, nations and languages.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tovola abagendo singana family ezitandikidwa full knowledge.
That's why those to meet families began by full knowledge.
Families za Katonda.
Families of God.
Ebyo togenda bisangayo.
Not going to find them.
But this man you go on the watch, you can go on the.
That this one is of this tribe.
Tumanyo buvabu.
We know your history.
Tumanyo buvabu.
We know your true history. Even your origin.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Wava muguno jia kusori Moise.
You came from heaven to the earth, you're a stranger.
Era tumanyo inga.
And we know that.
Ndi etandika family yo jovudemu.
You who began that family you've come from. That is the father.
Jovola tukwaniza no mtima omwanjulu kufu.
That's why workers with open heart we welcome you.
Nawe tusabore ko bo bikubango boze mu family.
You to request to leave evil for you've come in the holy family.
Nga tuchagena maso no kuiga family zo nezo mu.
As we still move to call the families of this earth.
Tusobolo zitegeza omutandisi wazo.
That we can tell them their offer and their beginner.
Era no kubategeza anti.
Even to tell them that.
Bonaba mu nyumba ya Katonda.
They are all of the household of God.
Ere kire ekire message ntalo kuba munsi.
What is made in the world?
Ekire message ntalo kosigala nga zikyagena maso munsi.
What has made wars remain in the world?
Abantu baluuza.
People think.
Ba mu families anjawulo.
They are of different families.
Nenga bona baba mu family age.
But they all came from one family.
Nibayisibwa mu muntu womu Adam.
Passed through one person Adam.
Nibayisibwa Katonda atandika family emwe tukufu.
God began one holy family.
Najja branches za family eza abantu ezensoro ezebiuka.
Branches of families of humans, animals and the insects.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Chovula kunkomekero yabyo na.
That's why at the end of all.
Agamanti ayagala agatte byo mugone kunsi.
He say he wants to join up things in heavens and earth.
Abize mu family emu.
He takes them back to one family.
Era bina bina abiganye.
And those which will refuse.
Agena biteka mugena ne nyanja yo muri.
Put them in hell and the lake of fire.
Bona bagendo gano okuda mu family entu.
All who refuse to come back to the holy family.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga ekyaleta mukama wafu.
For what brought our Lord Jesus Christ to join copies of things in heavens and the earth. Let's read Colossians 1 verse 19 and 20.
Abakolosai esule soka nolu nyiriri ole kumina umuinda.
Colossians chapter 1 verses 19.
Kubanga chitafe ya sima okutu kilidako na okubeli angamoye.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
Abakolosai esule soka nolu nyiriri 19.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
Kubanga chitafe ya sima okutu kilidako na okubeli angamoye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verses 20.
Nokutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini. Nti nokutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye. Bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe. Mu ye okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omuggulu.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. At the end of all things, we have to go back to one holy family. All families of this earth.
muguru.
We all in heaven.
Wechigana,
if it fails, and you refuse to reconcile with him,
he,
as a prison, he is to put you, that is hell. After he will judge you for rebellion against his preparations of making you one of his households,
family
the holy family.
He
judge you, cast you in hell to melt you all the days. You rebelling against his preparations.
You know,
when we speak of family or the human beings,
people, abantu,
the people,
all
nations, we have nations of the birds, insects.
And
that's why he speaks in the Proverbs of those nations and families.
Proverbs chapter 30,
verse
25.
The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. Verse
26.
The beggars are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Verse
27.
The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all them by bands. Verse 28. The spider takes hold with its hands and is in king's palaces.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So what do you know?
So there are also those people. All those families, they are there, of the animals, insects, birds, fish. But because those families, they did not sin before God, but the families of children of men, they are one who need reconcile with God. And according to Romans chapter
8,
Verses 18 up to 22, all creations make up all other families. They await for revelation of children of God, right from children of men,
who
come back to God's holy family, that them too may come from the way they appear to enter the glory of children of God. So those who shall move to see them. But our third point, we shall move to look at the beginning of the nations, tribes, clans, and languages. At the Tower of Babel.
No kudizibwa kwa families, no kudizibwa kwa mawanga. Kurunaku orwa Pentecost.
And the reunion of the nations, tribes, and languages on the day of Pentecost. Passing through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, people do not know when we began to be nations, tribes, clans, and languages. But initially, we all appeared to be one person. And there are no Africans, even the nations and tribes within it, even the clans within it, even the languages within it. And there was no that this is Europe.
And
the nations in there, even the clans in there, and the languages there. There was nothing like Asia. And the nations in it, the clans in it, and the languages in it. And there was not that this is America. And the nations in it,
Lands
and the languages in it.
The world won't be in Australia.
It was nothing like this is Australia. Neither the nations in it.
The
clans, neither languages in it. We all have ever been one person long back. And we are one family. And we speak one language. That's why when it happened on Tower of Babel, when we are heading on to the era of the prophet Abraham, again God showed us on the day of Pentecost of the coming down of the Holy Spirit that all those families is going to reunite them and gather them afresh. But it will be so good in that gathering, in the great gathering which will be the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and you'll be among those who came back in holy family,
those
to be in the holy family. They are going to judge all those who rebelled. For that day we shall speak one language, and we know each other, we are one person. All these you are into, these Americans, these are Asians, that these are Europeans, that these are Africans, these are Australians, they are no more going to be there. For it was one day they were not there. But because of evil,
and
God broke the beginning of nations, clans and languages on the Tower of Babel. And they wanted to show us the sign of being renewed,
reunited
on the day of Pentecost, of the coming down of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. That's why he speaks Genesis chapter 11, verses 1, as he says this. Genesis chapter 11, verses
1.
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Verses
2. Bwebali batambula ebuvanjuba, nebalaba olusenyi mu nsi Sinali.
And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Snara, and they dwelt there. Yes. They had one language and they one spoke the same speech. They were one person.
Yes, colors
were there, we shall know those.
Blacks,
so much.
Abamunyungu,
those who are not so black.
Abalinganga, ababulawuni,
those who seem like brown.
Abalinganga, white.
Others, they're like white. Now all of us were one and together.
We
spoke one language that's spoken by angels. That's why when an angel comes in Africa, every language speaks the original language, and you hear in your own language. But this scattering of them, God changed the language the way it speaks. Ever since it changed and began nations,
and
nations, we began tribes and clans, even languages, they moved on increasing slowly up to today. That's why
this
in the verse 7-9. Genesis chapter 11, verse
7.
Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Verses
8.
So the Lord scattered them abroad from there upon the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Verses 9.
Mukama
Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did thereof confuse the language of all the earth, and from there did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Yes. That is where we began nations, clans and tribes. The languages we speak, it's not that they are different.
We just speak a confusion over another language.
Let me give you an example. Here in Uganda, in Africa, we have two tribes and tribes. I'm going to give you an example. We have Baganda and Basoga. When the Muganda says water, the Muganda says mazi, the Musoga says madi.
Amadi.
Amadi.
Just
change the play of tongue. Speak a confusion of another language. There are others like Banyankore. When he tells you Mbweno, in Luganda he has spoken this dog, Mbweno. It means dog.
Okay, just the confusion of another language.
It's just a confusion of another language. There is no language here.
We just speak confusion of another language.
Languages that are different on this world. For you, what you speak of, that it's a jerrican. Another
we just confuse
the same and we confuse the language.
Speak
of the same thing and we confuse the language of it.
There is
no language, let me tell you.
The
language we shall resume to speak it. It was one and the speech was one.
The
tongues changed the speech of confusion of speaking. Now when we spoke of one thing, now you speak of a jerrican. Another speak in his language. But the speech is what is confused. And when I understand, I understand what I'm to speak of just as you understand it in your own language. The same understanding. Understanding is the same on that thing. The speech is what is confused. You just twist the tongue and then release the word in a different flow. But God showed us a sign of reuniting us according to Acts chapter 2, verses 4 to
8.
Acts chapter 2, verses
4.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse
5.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. Verse
6.
Now when this was sounded abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. Yes. Everyone was hearing, speaking in their own language. Yet this taken all back to the language we speak in a Tower of Babel.
The language of the angels, that of the Holy Spirit. Because they first were filled of the Holy Spirit. And he speaks direct in that original language. That general language. The language of the angels. And when you reach Jerusalem of heaven, you don't worry. I'm going to speak which language? They are going to restore you the general language.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Because when we gathered at the Tower of Babel,
and
God confused our tongue, and
they
began to glance nations and languages. Gathered at on the day of Pentecost, the day the Holy Spirit officially came on the earth. And he restored back that language.
But
we have the last gathering.
That's
going to be the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
The
great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. God has gathered all families to separate the sheep from the goats. Those who refuse to turn to the holy family, all those we speak of in the detail, that's what we tell you, that starting the holy family in this earth as the church,
it is a
great word, for we have what to do and to show to the world. It is a powerful, precious job.
And
when we tell you enter family and you refuse, you refuse the calling of God. You refuse the commanding of God. Because he wants to do a work, now you want to destroy it. He always put their families of prophets.
Turn
them into holy families in the midst of families of Israel. And he always put there family of the Acts of the Apostles. And they were one. And they pull others from the families of the earth. And they kept God saved. And many were joined unto them. It is my God. Because they had gone back to what we call a beginning above the heavens. When we are one family.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I would have spoken much on that issue concerning the beginning of the nations, tribes, and the languages. Even to renew, reuniting them on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit officially came down. And we know the next time we gather, it's the last day of judgment. God separated families which rebelled against him. Families which tried to believe him in the midst of the world. So we still have a work. To create families which were in the prophets, even in the Acts of Apostles. We shall move to study of that.
Department in the social sector.
But this department of the social sector,
family,
the spiritual families, all the families of God in the earth,
it
has five divisions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It has five divisions
to
able fulfill responsibilities in the midst of the holy family and to show families of the world how would they have appeared. When you read in the 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 1,
he
speaks as he says this.
2
Kings, chapter 6, verse
1.
And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Verse
2. Tujeye buli muntu omuti twekolere eyo ekifo ekyokubeeramu n'addamu nti mugende.
Let us go, we pray you, unto the Jordan, and take there every man a beam, and let us make a place here where we may dwell. And he answered, Go.
He,
yes.
Omanyi abana baba nabbi.
You know the sons of the prophets.
Babiranga mu family era bazimbanga.
They were in the families and they always built.
Era bakulanga.
And they worked.
Ekikulu ennyo.
The main thing.
Mu families zino.
In these families.
The divisions azo tano ezibeeramu.
The five divisions within them.
Kulabanga wabeerawo enkulaakulana ey'omwoyo n'ey'omubiri
eyamangu. There is spiritual and physical progress and prosperity.
Eyamangu ddala.
Which is even quick.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. You repeat the Second Kings. Second Kings chapter 6 verse
1.
And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Verse
2.
Let us go, we pray you, unto the Jordan, and take there every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, family and tukufu.
So the holy family, they came from old as they existed in the prophets. And do not think that they were there and they didn't marry neither beget children. They were family within the families. Families within a family. Yet they had intelligence according to the five divisions of the social sector or the spiritual family. According to 2 Kings chapter 4 verse
1,
he says like this.
Second
Kings chapter 4 verse 1.
Awo mukazi omu owokubakazi babana baba nabbi nayogerera waggulu eri Elisa ngayogera nti omuddu wo baze yafa era omanyi ng'omuddu wo yatyanga Mukama era nti era owebbanja ze okwetwalira abaana bange bombi okuba abaddu.
Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor has come to take unto him my sons to be slaves. Yes.
Families within a family.
We are families within a family. And there are those married. And there are those singles, men and women. And there are children. Even the old. People who are aged. And they all had laws which govern them. Now they were in five divisions. In one family.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are to speak of them just. The more we shall see that in detail. They have the first division. The
division.
The division of the bishops. Who are known as captains of the family. Those responsible,
all
those in charge of the homes or families, and they watch over all services of God in those families to see that they grow spiritually and physically.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kiri kyatugambako mu bbala yokaana ey'okusatu
the other it tells us in the first John chapter 3
onye olisooka okutuukira ddala olwokubiri ng'agamba bwati
in third John chapter 1 verse 3
ebbala yokaana ekyokusatu n'essuula essuula esooka
n'olubiri olusooka chapter 1 verse 1
nze omukadde mpandiikira gayo omwagalwa gwe njagala mu mazima
the elder unto the well beloved Gaius whom I love in truth
omwagalwa nandyagadde mu byonna obeere ng'okula era obeere n'obulamu obulungi mu mwoyo nti era obeere n'obulamu obulungi ne mu mwoyo gwo nga gukula
beloved I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so division yesoka
so the first division
mu buli family ndikufu
every holy family
division yesoka ebera yaba bishop
the first division is of the bishops
amanyikidwa nga captain
who is known as the captain
akulembera mu family eyo
who leads that family
eranga avunanyizibwa ku services zo nezo bwa ezakatonda
and is responsible over all services of God in that family
okulabanga waberawo okukulu okwama
to see that there is a quick growth
mu moyo ne mubiri
spiritually and physically
division eyo kubiri
the second division
yaba deacon
of the deacons
amanyikidwa nga bo officers
who are known as the officers
bo officers ba family
the officers of the family
abarabi
the seers
ba ushers
the ushers
ba prayer partners
the prayer partners
oba abegayirizi
or the intercessors
okulaba nga bakuma enteekateeka ne order ya katonda mu family
to see that they keep decency and order of God in those families yes
kubanga katonda afesiwa akavuyo
because our God is not of confusion
kanisa yezu neza abatukufu
all the churches of his holy ones
kati kuberamu ni division eyo kubiri
now we have the second division
division eyaba deacon
division of the deacons
bamanyibwanga ba officers
they are known as the officers
ba family
of the family
babe kwa kubanga balabi
they must appear seers
ngabara bamangu ne babikulirwe bya family
see and get revealed things of family
obabuzibu obachechirwe tagena maso burundi
problem or what is not progressing on well
bayi nokubanga ba asha barunji
they must be good ashes
mukore ntegeke nunji mu family
doing good preparations in the family
yesu yebasibwe
praise Jesus much
bayi nokubanga ba prayer partner nyu
must be great prayer partners
okusobola okusaba nokubuza katonda
be able to intercede inquire from the Lord
ngaba intercessor barunji
and they are good intercessors
ababuza kubigendwa bya katonda ne family
inquire of the purpose of God within this family
ero kukuma order ya services za katonda mu family
to keep order of services of God in that family
yesu yebasibwe
praise Jesus much
nga katonda bwatugamba kolisiswa
19:1 First Corinthians 14
abakolise kisoka esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri osa tumwisatu
First Corinthians 14 verse 33
kubanga katonda si wa kuyogana niye wa order nga mu kanisa zoneza abatukuvu
for God is not an author of confusion but is of order in all churches of the holy ones
olunyiriri 14
verse 14
Naye byonna bikolewenga nga bwe kisaanira era mu order
let all things be done decently and in order yes
your division inokubanga ekikola bulungi
that division must do its very well
akati abali mu families
now those in the families
butuna amarukura order ekanisa
after we shall make order of church
mu government yakatunda yo muguru
kosi god is heavenly government on the earth
olunamu mutandiko kola order
then you to begin to make disorder
eri mu government yakatunda mu government
zo god is government the governments of the earth
ndala which toka ku family ntu
mostly when it reaches the holy family
kuaka twina mu division yo kusatu
because we have in the third division
division eyabaramuzi
division of the judges
aba bunanjwa kubikula no teka mu nkola
responsible for revealing and putting in action
amate ebiragiro
the commands
amateka
the laws
emisango
the judgments
teka teka
statutes
nendagirizo za katonda
ordinances of God
mu family entukuvu
in the holy family on the earth
bayino kuanga bamanya ama ebiragiro
they must be able to know the commands
amateka
the laws
emisango,
the judgments,
the
statutes and the ordinances, upon which God brands the holy family, and they reveal them, put them in action. Yes. Then the family will be interesting.
As
Jesus 1 Corinthians 6:1-4. And he says
this.
1 Corinthians 6:1.
There
any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the holy ones. Verse 2. Do you not know that the holy ones shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Yes.
Have a division
of judges in that same family. And we have a judge among them.
Even the third assistant
on behalf of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In that one family. They are three. In each division. You know holy family what it means? It means all these responsibilities. Because we're going to reach many families in the world. If they do not have order, you know, people keep learning different manners.
You
understand you have the full knowledge of God. Now see how you transgress on yourself. Enter courts of the world which you taught
that
you court, you have to do this and that. Shame. We must see that families are prepared well. Remember, Satan had captured us. We grew up in different families of the world. Even different manners. The ways of unrighteousness are many. You have to meet standard amazing one in the family. As standard is in the church, it's the way you should find it in the home. For from home we are into even the same church environment. We remain the church no matter where we are. On the roads, in every place, you have to remain with that order. And you know that your judge is going to be judging you according to what you've done on the way. Praise Jesus much. So we have the first division. Division of elders of the families. The uncles and the aunties. This time it changes a little. They must be knowing the secrets of the married. And they know secrets of the singles men and women. And they know secrets of children. How they can be raised well. And they know secrets of the old people. People aged within those families. To be able to sit in them. Remember, elders of the church. They are stewards of secrets of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. These ones are on the secret of the holy family. The uncles, the aunties of the church. And they know the secrets of the marriage. You know those ones there. We shall get them in details. And they know the secrets of the singles, men and women.
So
when you say these all have secrets, all of them have secrets.
They know secrets of children. Boys and the girls, when you grow stage, you experience this according to this. And they know the secrets of the olds. How can they conduct themselves those aged among us? In trampling the peace of the others, or in beginning to act complicated or what? You know, when someone grows in the world, they get a bad manners. Where they get wisecking and complicated. Now you, elder in the family, you have to know how you get out those manners from them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Today, though, we study this one department. For we are not in detail, we're just passing through it.
So ayogera bwati kubakaddabo.
So he speaks this of those elders.
Bakolise kisoka nya onyori soka no lokubi.
First Corinthians 4 verse 1 and 2.
Abakolise kisoka esuli yokuna no lunyori soka.
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.
Omuntu atulowoze ngabwati. Tuli baweereza ba Kristo era abawanika b'ebyama bya Katonda.
Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Verses 2.
Era wano kigwanira abawanika omuntu okulabika nganga mwesigwa.
Moreover, it is required in the stewards that a man be found faithful. Yes.
Abira abawanika babyama.
These are stewards of secrets.
Ebyama byabafumbo.
Secrets of the marriage.
Ani mufumbo obimanye ebyama byabafumbo.
You know that.
There are
secrets of singles also. You know them. You sit there, you have secrets, you have sat on there.
That's
why nothing you can hide from you, you single, I know you.
Now
I'm remaining with girls, I was you lying. For I know your secrets, are you single? I don't need to be told of you being single and what you pass through. That is where they are because of elder of family. I know your secrets. I know secrets of the young. That is why I am their great friend. If
you
don't know secrets of the young, it is hard to work with them. You have to discern them, those of the boys and those of the girls. Those young children, the boys think different, even the girls think different. They have their secrets like praying. They have the play they want to play, which is not like of you, the matures. They love most to invent and to plan. If you don't know them, then when you hinder them, they get angered over you.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Must be able to know their secrets. As it explains in Titus chapter 2 verse 1, as it says,
Tito esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri olisoka.
Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
Na yegwe yogerange bisanire okuyigiriza okwobulamu. Tito esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri olisoka.
Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
Na yegwe yogerange bisanire okuyigiriza okwobulamu.
But you speak the things which become sound doctrine. Verse 2.
Abasajja bakadde balemengo okubaba tamivu nga balimu ekitiibwa. Nga begendereza nga balina obulamu olw'okukkiriza olw'okwagala olw'okugumiikiriza.
That the aged men be sensible, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience.
Olunyo olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
N'abakazi abakadde bwe batyo mu kifaananyi kyabwe nga beewombeeka si abawaayiriza so si abafugibwa omwenge omungi abayigiriza ebirungi.
But the aged woman likewise, that they may be in behavior as becomes a holiness,
not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse
4.
That they may teach the young women to be sensible, to love their husbands, to love their children.
Verse 5. Okugonderanga babbabwe ekigambo kya Katonda kiremenga okuvumibwa.
To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Yes.
Katulaba Titus.
Now Titus.
Gwe batumye ku nsonga z'abakulu mu family.
They have sent in the issue of the aged within family.
Yete yali mukadde.
He was not old. Not.
He was
elder of the family, but not old in the years. Then the old, they told him, tell them, conduct themselves like this. What I told you, you must know the secrets of the aged, mature. Now he was put on this work, it was not that he was old.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the fifth division
is of
teaching priests in the whole family. To proving that everyone in the family, their gift is lifted up. Their gifts and the callings, that of the flesh and the spirit, and they are being lifted up to manifest God in the family, even in the families of the earth.
It
means each one is given to appear that his physical gift, the works of the world, it is lifted up. Even it gift and the spiritual calling. Prophets and apostles, he raised up out of that family everyone in there. It is for those priests to see everyone there. His gift is being stirred up. That he can manifest God in the family, the holy family and families of the earth. And just as we first heard, Chronicles 15 verse 3. That for a long time there was not a true God. Israel had not a true God. And there were no commands. There were no a teaching priest.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
it is their work. Let us read there we hear. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 3.
Era ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza, era nga talina mateeka.
Now for a long time Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Yes.
Now,
that priest, all those priests, every family, they are three there.
He leads assistant,
you do the work. On behalf of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
to give you three angels of the family. That they first manifest God in that family, and to see everyone in that family, their gift and the physical callings, the works of the world, it is lifted. And even their gift and the spiritual calling, whether apostle, whether he's a prophet,
teared
up to manifest God in that family, even in the families of the earth. As
it
says in 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6.
2 Timothy 1:6.
Therefore, I remind you that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the laying on of my hands.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
So, my family,
so in the family, should not slumber.
We
have to lift our physical gifts to show us
what,
and we have to be workers in the world, even to raise, lift our spiritual gifts, to see we have to be workers within the church. Then we show this world a good example. But all of the Holy Family, social sector of the spirit, in guiding families of the world,
or
social sector of the world, we fight one thing, all people. Let them go back worship the one true God.
Adam,
Adam is the one whom we worship. Because all nations came from Adam. And Adam had not another God. And
he
did worship demons for no one. No one waited him to first die that they go worship that person. If you believe we all came from Adam, go back, worship the one God who created Adam. That is the conclusion of Holy Family. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Putting in action, even to spreading far in the four corners of this world. Because Christ Jesus is coming early, we shall come back, see the remaining three departments. May God bless you.
Amen.